With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Wisconsin Democratic Governor Tony Evers and Republicans who control the state legislature have reached a deal on a new two-year budget. The deal announced Tuesday cuts income taxes by $1.3 billion, increases funding for the universities of Wisconsin despite a threatened cut, and raises taxes to pay for transportation projects. The deal in the battleground state emerged the day after the deadline for enacting a new budget. The previous budget stays in place until the new budget is approved. The legislature is scheduled to consider the budget deal this week. Volunteers will be out in full force over the next 2 weeks for the annual Clean Boats, Clean Waters Landing Blitz. They'll be working to educate boaters on keeping invasive species out of lakes. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
Wisconsin law requires boaters to take certain steps to prevent the spread of aquatic invasive species. This includes removing mud and any plants or animals attached to their boats or trailers, drain all water from boats, and to never move plants or live fish away from a water body. There will be people at public boat launches across the state for the next 2 weeks to help and educate boaters about these laws. Erin McFarlane is the statewide Clean Boats, Clean Waters educator.
Wisconsin's Watercraft Inspection Program is really special in so many different ways. There are a few other states that have watercraft inspection efforts, but ours is unique in that it was started as a grassroots program by middle school students back in the early 2000s and has grown to this larger community-led effort, and the Department of Natural Resources has adopted it as one of its primary AIS prevention programs.
McFarland says Oneida and Vilas counties have the largest number of people that participate in the Clean Boat, Clean Waters program. Vilas County Lake Conservation Specialist Kathy Higley expects there to be volunteers at more than 70 boat landings in the county over the next 2 weeks. She helps train people with lake associations or other groups on how to be an inspector.
I think Clean Boats, Clean Waters is really one of the best ways to promote aquatic invasive species prevention. And that's because, you know, you have a lot of people out boating on the 4th of July that might not be frequent boaters, right? Like, it's vacation time, and, you know, it's good. Like, we want those people to be visiting Vilas County and enjoying what we have up here. But, you know, it might not be something that's, you know, in the front of their mind.
Aquatic invasive species can harm native species and reduce water quality. The Landing Blitz is going on now through July 13th. Katie Thorson, WXPR News.
Two people are dead and another is severely injured after a home caught fire in the township of Fifield in Price County. The call for the fire came in just after 3 a.m. Sunday. The Price County Sheriff's Office says the caller said one person was able to get out of the home, but two others were still inside. The one who escaped had significant life-threatening injuries. Multiple agencies responded. Two bodies were found within the remains of the building. The cause of the fire is being investigated by state and local officials. The U.S. Supreme Court decided to review whether Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel's lawsuit seeking to shut down part of an aging pipeline under the Straits of Mackinac belongs in state or federal court. Nessel sued in 2019 seeking to void an easement that has been allowing Enbridge to operate the pipeline beneath the Straits since 1953. She won a restraining order in 2020, but Enbridge was allowed to continue operating. The company moved the case to federal court in 2021, but an appellate panel last year shifted the case back to state courts. The panel said Enbridge missed the deadline to change jurisdictions. The U.S. Supreme Court announced Monday it would review that decision. A prisoner accused of killing a former Marathon County woman at Wisconsin's women's prison has pleaded no contest to homicide. Prosecutors charged 29-year-old Taylor Sanchez in January of 2024 with first-degree intentional homicide in 68-year-old Cindy Schultz-Yedis' death in 2023. According to the criminal complaint, Sanchez beat Schultz-Yedis to death because Sanchez was hearing voices. Sanchez initially pleaded not guilty due to insanity. Online court records show she changed her plea Monday to no contest. Sanchez faces a mandatory life sentence when she's sentenced July 28th. Schultz-Yedis was in prison for the killing of her husband in 2006, although she was not charged in the death until 2019. A Milwaukee police officer has died after being shot while responding to a call about a person with a weapon. Officer Kendall Corder, 32, died on Sunday, 3 days after the shooting. His partner was also injured but survived. They were responding to a call about a person with a weapon when they were both fired upon in an alley. The police department said officers were not able to return fire. A 22-year-old suspect has been arrested, but criminal charges have yet to be filed. The police department did not name the suspect. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.